This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tyler Dunn, one of the great feature writers in the NFL, who has always been a huge Mike Tomlin fan, he wrote this. The quarterback position, however, has become Tomlin's ghastly blind spot. Players who love the guy don't understand it. At one point last season, I chatted with one of his former quarterbacks about this dichotomy, and he could only shake his head as if this is the greatest mystery in the NFL. More and more national writers, national talking heads are coming around on this Tomlin fallacy that he's Teflon and, boy, he squeezes every last ounce out of the team. He's responsible for these quarterbacks. But last year, I mean, really, you can go back every year the last 5 years and go, what the hell are you doing at quarterback? Last year was really strange, man. 4-2 Justin Fields. When all Tomlin's talking about is quarterback mobility. Guy who had a quarterback rating of over 90 in every game, he sits him down for Russell Wilson. Then they get hot with Russell Wilson, and Tomlin looks like a genius. But then after he throws for 400 yards against the Cincinnati Bengals. Whoa. Too much checking at the line. Like, you benched Fields so you could be better at throwing the football. Then when you have your best throwing game since Ben Roethlisberger in 2018, you pull the reins back on him? I'm happy people are seeing it for what it is now. The guy doesn't know what he's doing at quarterback.
Well, I mean, you start off as a defensive backs coach, right? And then you're a D coordinator, and then you find yourself becoming a head coach of an NFL team. You still have your defense intact and you have your defensive mentality. But at that same time, on the offensive side of the ball, whenever you are a head coach, you have a Hall of Fame quarterback. So he's never had to worry about it.
That's right.
Never had to learn about how to manage quarterbacks ever. Maybe the 1 year when Ben got hurt and Duck Hodges, we saw kind of there, but he also knew that Ben Roethlisberger was going to be the quarterback the following year. He never really had to worry about it. I mean, honestly, in his whole entire career as being a coach, whether it was position coach or head coach, now he's like, oh, man, like I know every part of the game. I mean, obviously, this is what we think. This is our opinion. I know every part of the game, but that is a blind spot. Like, I don't know how to handle quarterback.
I mean, even back, you mentioned the Duck Hodges, Mason Rudolph fear. I mean, people would argue he didn't do the right stuff then.
Right.
I mean, should Duck Hodges have ever been given an opportunity? He was undrafted out of Samford. He had a pop gun arm. Confidence. I mean, we talk about this time of the year. This is when people were talking, you know what? This Duck Hodges, he actually kind of looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't play that guy.
Right.
They never should have played that guy. No offense. And boy, has he lived a great life because
of him. Good for him.
What's her name?
I forgot. Lainey Wilson.
Yeah, Lainey Wilson. They're engaged now.
Yeah. Good for him.
What's he doing these days, I wonder?
Yeah, chilling. Living off of his name, probably.
What is she worth? I'm on it.
Enough. Enough to provide. Provide his...
Her net worth's only $4 million. That sounds wrong. But I don't know anything about country music. Hey, Kale!
I mean, but when...
What do you know about Lady?
When has Mike Tomlin really had to, you know, kind of oversee and manage quarterbacks ever in his just coaching career? Never. Like, most head coaches have had to do that at some point. I mean, think about every head coach in the NFL. I mean, outside of maybe, you know, the coach for the Lions.
I mean, I even think about Buffalo and McDermott. And they gave him, Josh Allen, a little bit of leeway there.
Right.
I mean, his first couple of years, he was no good. I mean, he had like 56% completion percentage. It looked like this guy, get the guy from Wyoming. He can't hit the broadside of a barn. They developed that guy. Yeah, Tomlin inherited Ben. And you kind of set it and forget it offensively.
Yeah.
Ben, you do your thing.
It's not an easy job, but it's a nice job whenever you walk into a situation and Michael Jordan is there.
Like, right.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll tell you what, Phil Jackson overrated. I'm just going to throw that one in there. What, he won 10 championships? Six with the Bulls.
Right, and then Kobe.
And then he's got Kobe and Shaq
yeah.
for God's sakes.
It's not a bad situation.
Ah, the triangle offense. Yeah, you know what? Roll the ball out there.
It's not bad. It's not bad, you know. If you're Mike Sullivan, you walk into a situation, you got Sidney Crosby in his prime.
And, you know, managing those egos to that point is not easy. Like, coaching a superstar, not easy. But I'd rather do that than inherit Duck Hodges.
Right.
And look, they won 8 games that year, which was something of a miracle. And Tomlin did a good job to get them even to that point, I guess. But, I mean, every way you turn, they've screwed quarterback up along the way. And I'm just happy. I guess I'm bringing this up just to point it out that people are seemingly catching on outside of Pittsburgh.
I mean, Crowley, look at Bill Belichick. He's another example. I mean, one of the greatest coaches we've ever seen coach NFL football. But whenever his Hall of Fame, arguably best football player ever quarterback left, then what happened?
Didn't look so hot.
Right.
And you take a swing on Mac Jones. Ugh.
Right.
Yikes. Who had a decent first year and led him to the playoffs, but it was Mac Jones.
It's a nice situation to be in whenever you don't have to worry about that side of the ball. Mike Tomlin's never really had to worry about that side of the ball. And I think that carried over whenever Ben did retire and Matt Canada was the offensive coordinator. I don't think he was like, that's your offense. Like, I'll step in whenever I feel like I need to. And maybe he stepped in and didn't have it wasn't in sync of what was going on. And that's why it probably looked bad.
We heard that from Jalen Warren when Canada got fired and you had the two-headed monster at offensive coordinator, the interim guys. They're telling us why we're doing stuff now.
Crazy.
They didn't know what they were doing.
Crazy.
With Matt Canada. And that's Mike Tomlin's fault. Like, everyone could see that that was a bad hire to begin with, and everybody could see after a year that he shouldn't be the offensive coordinator. I mean, Doug Whaley was on it from day one. Doug was like, why did they hire this guy? Next closest warm body. What are you doing?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.